Doctor, it's me. I just had something incredibly strange happen. This piece of metal that they took out of Duane Barry, it has some kind of a code on it. I ran it through a scanner and some kind of a serial number came up. What the hell is this thing, Mulder? It's almost as if somebody was using it to catalog him.
Let me go. I have to get through. I have to get in.
Mrs. Scully? She's not in there.
Where is she? Where is she? I was gonna scare her. She would have laughed at me anyway. She doesn't believe in that kind of thing, you know.
According to the reports I've reviewed, Agent Scully's research states that Duane Barry's propensity for violent, deviant behavior is due to brain damage from a bullet wound in the head. Is this the operational opinion?
Yes, sir.
Is there another?
He's convinced he's going to be abducted by aliens. That by taking someone to the abduction site, he won't be abducted himself.
That he's following orders from alien voices in his head.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting spin on the Nuremberg defense. Which explanation do you subscribe to, Agent Mulder?
There's a question of how he could have gotten to her in the first place.
And you think these alien voices told him?
Agent Scully was carrying a small piece of metal that was removed from Duane Barry's abdomen, an implant he described as a tracking device.
Agent Scully thought that you had made a major miscalculation in Duane Barry's psychosis. Is that true?
Yes, but that still doesn't explain how he could have found her.
Where would he be taking her?
I don't know. He talked about a mountain, but he wasn't specific about the location.
Well, however he got to her and whatever his motives, he took Agent Scully's car and her weapon. I think we all understand the seriousness of this matter and should proceed with it quickly with all possible resources. I need you to turn over your files to HRT.
I'd like to brief them myself, sir.
Go home, Agent Mulder. You've been up all night. Get some sleep.
Sir, I know Duane Barry. I've been in his head. I know how he
thinks.
You're
too close to this case. If we can use you, we will.
Sir.
That's an order, Agent Mulder. Make sure he gets home safely.
Radio? I would, officer, but I gotta keep going.
An FBI APB has been issued for a suspect in the abduction of an FBI agent.
Sir, I asked if you mind turning that off. Okay. But could you just give me the ticket now so I can go? I gotta be someplace.
Where?
I'm not sure, but they'll tell me when I get there.
Sir, put your hands on the steering wheel where I can see them.
You don't understand. They're waiting for me. I can't be late.
Put your hands up and exit the vehicle.
No, I gotta keep moving. Please. For your own sake. Don't stop, Duane Barry.
Sir, put your hands up.
This area.
My God,
she's still alive. print this up. What is it?
Where was that patrolman killed again?
Rick Seville, Virginia. Route 229.
Doesn't Route 229 lead to the Blue Ridge Parkway?
I don't know. What?
Ascend to the stars, Skyland Mountain.
You know where he's going?
Get your car and meet me downstairs in 5 minutes.
Where are we going?
Just get your car.
What about Skinner?
I'll deal with Skinner.
I think Scully's been taken up to Skyland Mountain. I'll hold him off until they locate her. Wait, here he comes. I'll be in touch.
Let's go.
Maybe I should drive.
Fine.
Well, you haven't slept yet, I have.
No, I said I'm fine.
You know, Chernobyl, Exxon Valdez, 3 Mile Island, they were all linked to the sleep deprivation. The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates that over 190,000 fatal car crashes every year are caused by sleepiness.
Do they estimate how many people are put to sleep listening to their statistics?
I'm just trying to keep you awake.
Look, I know you think we should have told Skinner, but if he sends in the whole cavalry, Dwayne Barry might go over the edge.
Right.
If we find him first, we'll notify the Bureau. All right?
Yeah. You really think he tracked you down with that implant?
Well, that's the easiest explanation. It's also the most implausible.
Is there another possibility?
Somebody could have given him her address. I don't know who.
Here's our turnout.
Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, he was here.
He's wanted for kidnapping a federal agent. Did you let him go up on the tram?
No way. It's shut down in the summer. I told him to take the back road up.
How long ago?
About 45 minutes.
Do you have a woman with him?
No.
How long does it take to drive to the top?
A little over an hour.
You gotta get me up there.
No. No way. We just got done refitting the cable. It hasn't been tested with passengers yet. You'll have to drive.
I don't have the time.
You don't have a choice.
No, you don't have a choice.
Okay, I can't stop you from going up there. If there's a problem with the cable, I'm shutting this thing down. I'm not going to be responsible for your death.
What are you doing?
Stay here. Whatever happens, don't let him stop the train.
Okay, you run an up button on the panel. Speed indicator controls your ascent. Now, when you want to slow down, don't crank it faster than 15! Pick up. You hear that sound? At this speed, the cable can't hold.
Back on.
Crack check, what's happening down there? Crack check, can you read me? Tell the operator to restart the tram. Hello?
I've got him stalled up there.
Crack check, can you read me?
I'll hold until you advise. Can you read me down there?
Can anyone read me?
Thank you.
tomorrow around 65 degrees with tonight's low temperature. That high pressure ridge is moving south. There will be unstable activity on the moon. Joining me now for the business report, this is Bob.
The tower charge indicates performance on the foreign exchange markets while closing stronger here. Gold dropped almost $2 in spite of continued speculation about inflationary trends. Silver was down 80 cents. The blue chip indicator rose slightly in modern trading, with gains outnumbering declines by a margin of 4-3.
A government source stated that the U.S. will abolish its cost of confidence.
Search and rescue chopper has found him on the mountain. We've sent out 5 teams to search for that missing federal agent.
After you took her out of the trunk.
We walked a little ways up to the top of the mountain. Right where you found me.
Then where'd you take her?
I didn't. They did. That was the deal. Hers, them, me.
I saw a helicopter.
They were here. I'm not lying to you. There they are. Ask them. They know what happened.
Sit down.
No! You've got to stop them. Hurry, hurry. They were just out there. They were right outside.
Hey, settle down.
No! They'll tell you where she is. The military's in on it. Just ask them.
Did you hurt her?
Did you hurt her?
No!
What is this?
Oh.
Sorry. They had to take her. I hope they're not hurting her too much with the tests.
Yeah. What's the matter? What did he say to you?
He's given me nothing. Were you out here alone?
Yeah, why?
Nobody goes in or out of that room.
Hey,
gagging in there. He couldn't breathe.
No one.
He said you choked him.
No one is to interrogate the suspect.
Except you.
Except me. Did you ask him about Scully?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said a whistling stairway to heaven. Banana.
Okay. You got Dwayne Barry?
Yes, sir.
Agent Mulder, you disobeyed my direct order.
Call the paramedics!
What happened?
He was gagging.
Dwayne. Dwayne.
Coming through.
Respiration?
Nothing.
CPR. Ready?
Agent Mulder, I'd like a copy of this man's autopsy report.
I'm sorry, it's still incomplete.
Are you the pathologist?
Yes.
Can I ask what your preliminary findings are?
Second degree burns on the face, contusions about the neck, bruised larynx. If I had to list cause of death at this point, I'd have to say asphyxiation. Were you expecting something else?
You haven't run a toxicological yet?
They should be finished shortly.
I'd be interested to see what you find. When will it be on file?
Later this morning.
I'd like a copy as soon as possible, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to go through regular military channels.
What do you mean, military? You're not FBI?
Quantico is under military jurisdiction. There wasn't an FBI pathologist available this morning.
Skinner's expecting my report on the Duane Barry incident. What do I tell him?
The truth.
What do you mean?
Confirm Mulder's version of events. You've earned his trust. The object now is to preserve it.
For how much longer?
Until your assignment is completed.
If Mulder is such a threat, why not eliminate him?
That's not policy.
It's not. After what you had me do?
Kill Mulder and you risk turning one man's religion into a crusade.
What about Scully?
We've taken care of that.
How?
We tell you only what you need to know.
I think I have a right to know.
You have no rights, only orders to be carried out. If you have a problem with that, we'll make other arrangements.
Victim appears to have expired from prolonged hypoxemia secondary to asphyxiation. Several possible etiologies, the most likely is strangulation due to the presence of contusions and a bruised larynx. Do you want to speak to this Agent Mulder?
I didn't kill him, if that's what you're suggesting.
Would you attack him?
I was interrogating him about Agent Scully. He wasn't cooperating, so I pushed him.
And you lost control?
Momentarily. But then I left the room. He was very much alive. I spoke to him. Agent Krychek spoke to him.
Agent Krychek says he entered the room because the suspect was gagging.
Is Agent Krychek asserting that I killed him too?
No. He corroborates your story. But the fact is, we've got a dead suspect, Agent Mulder, and no other plausible cause of death. OPC wants the both of you to take a lie detector test. You to report there immediately.
There is another plausible cause of death.
Which is?
Poisoning by injection or ingestion.
Poisoning?
You won't find that on the Navy pathologist's report.
What are you saying, Agent Mulder?
That the autopsy is incomplete. That the military covered up the toxicological findings.
And why would they do that?
Because they know where Scully is.
Why are you so paranoid, Mulder?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because I find it hard to trust anybody.
Alex.
Alex, can I borrow your car keys?
Why, where are you going?
Somebody I gotta see.
Yeah, but we're scheduled at LPC.
First, give me the keys, please.
You wasted a trip, Mr. Mulder. There's nothing the senator can do for you now.
What?
Not without committing political suicide.
Why? Do they have something on it?
They have something on everyone, Mr. Mulder. The question is when they'll use it.
I need his help.
No one can help you now. Your channels of appeal and recourse are closed.
Your predecessor could have helped me. You know, don't you? You know what's happened to her.
This reaches beyond any of us, Mr. Mulder. Even my predecessor.
I want an answer.
Why kill Duane Barry if there was nothing to hide?
You mean the government?
There are no answers for you, Mr. Mulder. They only have one policy. deny everything.
This is a serious allegation, Agent Mulder.
Only so far as it is true.
Agent Krycek was hired or suborned by an outside agency to impede a federal investigation and may be responsible for the death of a suspect in a capital murder case.
Goes on.
And the possible murder of the tram operator at Skyland Mountain. There's a lot of blood on this document, Agent Mulder. Are you standing behind this, going on the record?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you damn well better have the facts to back it up. I need to see Agent Krycek immediately. I can't protect you, Agent Mulder. Past a point, this will become a larger bureau matter. All right, what do you got?
I found this in Agent Krycek's car. He doesn't smoke. Agent Krycek was the last person with Dwayne Barry before he died. He was also the last person to see the tram operator before he disappeared. When I got to the top of Skyland Mountain, I saw an unmarked helicopter working the area. I believe that Agent Krycek gave away the whereabouts of Dwayne Barry and Agent Scully to whoever he's working with.
And who was that?
I don't know. The military? Some covert organization within the government? Whoever it is that the man who smokes those cigarettes works for.
Why?
Because Agent Scully got too close to whatever it is they're trying to deny, because she had hard and damning evidence, that metallic implant in her possession. Or because her termination would prevent further involvement with me and my work.
I think Agent Scully's dead.
I don't know. How far do you think they'd go? What do you know about Agent Krycek?
I didn't give him the assignment. I won't. Yes. Thank you. Agent Krycek didn't show up for work this morning. His home number's been disconnected.
That's it? He's gone? He just disappears into the woodwork?
So it would appear.
Who are these people who can just murder with impunity and we can't do anything about it?
Let it go, Agent Mulder.
Like hell.
There's nothing you can do.
What can you do about it?
There's only one thing that I can do, Agent Mulder. As of right now, I'm reopening the X-Files. That's what they fear the most.
Agent Mulder. Thank you for calling me.
Sorry, I don't have better news.
Do you know something? Is Dana okay?
I don't know anything more about her.
I know you're doing all you can. I had that dream again last night about Dana being taken away. I can't tell you how it scares me.
It's probably scarier when you stop having your dream. Don't you think? Something I never considered about her. If she was such a skeptic, why did she wear that?
I gave it to her on her 15th birthday.
I just want to keep it.
When you find her, you give it to
this.